call vote on them when he is here. Let's move then, please, to item 1049.
Accept a grant in the amount of $465,810 and appropriate $345,429 for fiscal year 2016-17 from the U.S. Department of Justice, Office of Justice Programs, Bureau of Justice Assistance, fiscal year 2016, Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Assistance Grant Program to assist the Portland Metropolitan Area Law Enforcement and Criminal Justice Community to prevent and reduce crime and violence.
Good morning.
Good morning, Commissioners. My name is Bob Delgazzi, Business Operations Manager of Portland Police Bureau. There are three items before you this morning, number 1049, 1050, and 1051, and they're interrelated. The Department of Justice, Office of Justice Program, has notified the city it will award a grant in the amount of...
You want us to read them all together?
That'd be helpful.
If you could,
yeah, go ahead, Carla, please. Yeah, go ahead and read the other two, and we'll have Bob cover all three.
1050, authorize a grant agreement with LifeWorks Northwest in an amount not to exceed $100,000 for fiscal year 2017, agency expenses for the New Options for Women program. 1051, authorize a grant agreement with LifeWorks Northwest for the use of U.S. Department of Justice, Office of Justice Programs, Bureau of Justice Assistance Grant Program, funds for agency personnel expenses for the New Options for Women program, not to exceed $110,000.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. So the $465,810 grant has no match requirement, and it's allocated as follows. The City of Portland will receive $220,291. Multnomah County will receive $173,088, and the City of Gresham will receive $72,431. Intergovernmental agreements have been executed with Multnomah County and the City of Gresham in order to obligate agency roles and responsibilities. The Police Bureau will use their JAG funding for the following two items: to hire a crime analyst for the Police Bureau's Detective Division for approximately 15 months, to contract with LifeWorks Northwest to coordinate treatment, temporary housing, counseling, and training opportunities for individuals involved in prostitution-related offenses. The contract related to LifeWorks was awarded after a competitive process that was conducted earlier this year. Multnomah County agencies decided individually to use JAG funding for the following three items. The District Attorney's Office will retain a North Neighborhood Deputy District Attorney. The Department of Community Justice will retain a parole and probation officer. And the Sheriff's Office will purchase digital signage, photographic equipment, and tasers. The Gresham Police Department will purchase a digital 3D scanner for their investigations division. The ordinance before you will authorize acceptance of this award, and I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. Not so much a question, but a comment from what I've been hearing lately about some of the victims of trafficking in our city. The work that we're doing with LifeWorks is really important, and if we need to do more, we should do more, grant or no grant. That's some pretty egregious stuff out there right now. Questions for Bob? There are other folks from the Bureau here as well. Thank you very much. Thank you. Does anyone want to speak on these items, any of the three? Okay, now we've lost Commissioner Fritz, so we have some.
I think Mr. Robinson wanted to say something.
Oh, did he? Do you want to speak on this? So please come on up.
Maybe we could get the sergeant-at-arms to make sure we have maintain a working quorum for these votes.
I think the mayor's losing some control over this. I am losing control terribly here. Come on up, sir. Good morning.
Thank you, sir. Because of growing homelessness and the increasing cold weather, Wapato has been envisioned a comprehensive solution. But in the interim, you have a warehouse which will serve as a very effective temporary shelter as you plan long range, a comprehensive retreat, a treatment service to end the revolving door mentality, the revolving door mindset that many seem to be trapped hopelessly in. Give them a place to sleep, kick them into the street, give them something to eat that night, a bowl of oatmeal in the morning. I've seen it all over the country. In San Francisco, sir, Willie Brown, working for Dianne Feinstein in 1978 after the murders of Moscone and Milk, they built a community awareness treatment service with a mobile assistance patrol. They saved 200 lives per year. So here, Wapato seems to be ideally situated, removing the cells, putting in a human environment where psychiatrists, psychologists, social workers, and others who can bring to bear the tremendous amount of resources that are needed. Gavin Newsom, when he was the mayor in San Francisco, he decided to take the social services checks out of the hands of the dope dealer and the alcoholic and give them brand new housing. It's working. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Okay. So let's take action in turn, please, on 1049,
1015,
1051.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Hales?
Thank you. All right. 1050?
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. 1051?
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
We're on a roll, Mayor. Maybe we can go back a couple.
We will.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye. Okay, let's go.